Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Tim Richards.
Sunny and forecast later tonight.
What?
Well, our printer's not working. That's all I can read.
Like, so, wait, that doesn't make sense.
No, sunny and hot today. We're going to see a high of 94 degrees. Oh, it's going to be a hot one today.
Sunny and forecast later tonight.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Right down the middle.
There you go.
Right down the middle. No, it's fine. We'll get that fixed.
Will we get that fixed?
Yeah, we'll get it fixed. Of course.
Just take a few days.
We'll get that fixed. So, good morning. Good morning, EMCs. How was the rest of your Wednesday? Hopefully it was good. I think we're done talking about the bony rooster. I think we can move on from that. So it is a new day.
It was a lovely day talking about the bony rooster.
It was nice.
We're grateful to be part of it.
Thank you for all the views on the bony rooster and the Jen and Tim Show now sign that is available next to the bony rooster. Is at least 15,000 views on that. So that was a thing yesterday. Also a thing yesterday that we'll get to a little bit later on the show. The Browns have a new alternative helmet. And they revealed it, and somebody fell into a lake. That went viral. It was an entire thing yesterday.
What a reveal that was yesterday.
So
it's quite a big deal.
I'm excited. Football season is on the way. That is my favorite sport. I do really enjoy football. And, you know, I mean, the Browns, I've rooted for the Browns forever. And, you know, I sent that helmet to everybody, and they said, why are they wearing a black helmet? I said, no, it's a dark brown. It was almost tough
really?
To tell.
Is that what people were saying?
Everybody. I showed it to my wife. I sent it to my stepson, Zoli. I sent it to my friends. They said, why are they wearing a black helmet? I said, it's dark brown. Maybe it was just tough to tell in the picture. It's dark brown, the alpha dog. So we'll get to that a little bit later on.
We'll start here.
He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope.
Can't believe we don't have a winner yet.
Oh, this is baby game. We just started this thing. Couple weeks old. We just started this. Brand new. Brand new guesses.
One guess a day.
Yeah, we need another one to continue.
That's right. He's dead. He's a guy. He's in an envelope. You just make a guess. See if you get it right.
17 guesses so far.
Oh, okay.
Rich reminds me, I got to send the updated list to Stevie. Exactly. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning, Tim and Jen. How are you today?
We are great. How are you?
I'm doing just great. Celebrating the football season with you. I got a good guess.
But love it.
Jim Brown, the number one Brown of all time. Jim Brown.
Oh, that's your guess for dead guy in an envelope today?
Yeah.
Not Jim Brown.
It should be.
The Cleveland Browns have unveiled an alternate helmet.
Yeah!
The Alpha Dog. It's a new all brown look. Wait, am I supposed to talk over that or wait till you're done?
I ran out of air.
I know. Your face is very red.
I was blacked
red.
Out. I'm not going to lie. I am not in full red. Browns mode yet.
You got to practice. Get your lungs ready. Coming.
A lot. That was a lot.
So the new all brown, yes, it was. Very exciting. The new all brown look debuts September 21st when we host the Packers. And then it'll come back October 19th versus the Miami Dolphins and December 7th versus the Tennessee Titans.
EMCs, what do you think of the helmet? I would imagine you saw it yesterday. It was everywhere.
Everywhere.
It was everywhere yesterday. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Jen and Tim show. Sunny and hot today with a high of 94 degrees. Thunderstorms in the forecast later tonight. Actually, wouldn't mind that. I don't know. I have a very brown yard. Very.
Oh.
It is.
Well, at least you don't have to mow it.
Well, so I did. We're getting to Stevie on the
socials. Wait, you mow the brown?
It kind of sounds like a country song. So I thought to myself, okay, there's some wispiness in this grass. Oh, another lyric.
Yeah.
We should continue on.
We could write a song.
So I thought to myself, okay, it's getting close to the, you know, to trash day, which also obviously picks up the lawn clippings, if you will. I should probably go do it once around the yard. You know, normally when you're bagging you're bagging your lawn clippings, what's in there? It's grass, right? Like it's just, you're mowing the yard, you pull it and dump
it
in.
What lawn clippings are, right?
It was just.
Ew.
It was.
I feel like that makes you sneezy.
Dust, and it was.
Did you wear a mask of some sort?
I should probably give this grass a rinse.
No. Don't rinse
your serious.
Grass.
I could use.
That's gross.
We are, we need a little rain on the east side.
Grass rinse.
Little rain would be helpful.
Okay.
So there you go.
Only you.
I'm serious. I look and say, what did I do to my grass?
Ew.
It is. There is basically not there.
Maybe a nice sprinkler of some sort.
Yeah, I could get,
you can water it yourself.
There you go.
Well, you hear the thing is that every single day, I feel like for the last month, we have said scattered showers on our show. And I figured at some point that would scatter over my house, and it has not.
Apparently,
and this is the hope today. It's thunderstorms later on tonight. Maybe that's the case. It'll probably miss it, but I think it'll hit.
It's because you're a little too far.
That's what it is.
Not 20 minutes away.
If it was scattered snow showers, it would smack us right in the face over on the east side.
In manner, for sure.
Right?
100%.
All right, what do we have on Stevie on the socials next?
Well, the Browns revealed their new helmet design, but not without making a splash. Proud of that line.
That was really good.
Thank you. I like
really
it.
Well done. I mean, how does this happen? Stevie, how does this happen? All right, if you don't know, first of all, you probably do. If you don't, you certainly will in 4.5 minutes. By the way, you won't believe this happened.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
The Cleveland Browns revealed their new Alpha Dog alternate helmet for the 2025 season. I don't think I like the name, but it's dark brown. It's going to be worn with an all-brown jersey combination during the 2025 season. It looks pretty cool, but I'm not here to talk about the helmet.
And I don't mean to interrupt you, when I sent that to all of my buddies because I just happened to be on socials when it was released. And I sent that to like Snowblow and Owen and Yeti Eddie and my brother and, you know, like a Classic Jeff and his son Joey, like everybody that I know that loves the Browns. And I sent it to them. My buddy Artie, literally everybody in my contacts. And they replied, why is that helmet black?
Really?
They all thought when I sent it to them, I don't know if it was just a screenshot that I took. They all thought that it was a black helmet.
It did kind of look black with the big blow up of it.
Uh-huh. Okay, maybe that's what it was.
It's very, very much a dark brown.
It's very much a dark brown. I don't know if anybody else got that because literally every single person sent back, like, is that a black helmet? Why are they having a black helmet? I said, no, it's dark brown.
When I saw
maybe
the
just didn't look that way.
I thought it was black, but then the actual like rendering of it.
You could tell it was dark brown.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, during this reveal, so basically they were floating on the Cuyahoga River, they were on like a little barge, and then they had the big blow up of the helmet, and they like revealed it. And there was what people thought was a cameraman who fell into the river while recording. Local news was calling it like Cleveland Browns photographer falls off barge into a lake. And everyone was just assuming that he was working with the Browns. But he's actually a social media influencer because when I saw it, I'm like, oh, that's his name's Ross Smith. The back of his shirt said, I think it said Ross, not Smith. I think it said Ross. He posted it to his page. If you don't know who he is, he has 10 million followers on TikTok. He does YouTube, but he's known for videos with his grandma. That's kind of like the whole thing. He's from Columbus, though, so he's kind of involved with Ohio-related things. And he posted it, but all of the comments on the video I thought were interesting as, you know, it went viral in the sports world, like everyone in sports and locally, Cleveland people were talking about it, not really understanding exactly what was going on. And then he posted it. Obviously, his followers are from all over, commenting things like, this was for sure intentional, obviously intentional and part of the marketing. Someone said, oh, it was you. Well, this makes sense now. Someone said, love all the people saying it's a cameraman, as if you aren't Ross Smith. And another comment said, this better not be an indicator of how the season is going to go.
So the internet thinks he fell on purpose.
Yes.
Like they planned it out, that he would fall to to get attention for it.
Yes. Or like someone was like, you stepped on the air. Like if you watch it like slowly, it looks, you could tell he was kind of like wanting to fall.
Yeah. When you saw that first video from afar.
Yes.
It looked like somebody randomly fell in. And that's the one that everybody ran with. Whether it was the ESPNs, the Barstool Sports, everything like that, I follow because I love sports. Everybody grabbed that, and they were, of course, the Cleveland Browns can't even do a reveal right. Like, that was unfortunately the headline. That's what it was, because that's what it looked like. And I don't want my Browns trending that way, that here's another thing that they did dumb. I mean, I'm sorry. That's what the trend was yesterday.
Sure.
And I love the Browns, and that's not what I want to see my team trending for. That's not what I want to see. And then you see the close-up, and it's Ross, and you think, so did the Brown. I mean, why is he on the bar? I mean, was this planned?
Yeah, why was he there?
That's the part I don't know. Did he decide to do it for his social media? Like, oh, this will be funny? Or were the Browns like, oh, that'll be good? Like, was it like a collaborative thing? I don't know the answer to that. But most of the other media people were a little bit away. Like, they weren't right on the barge with them. They had that closer view. They were closer, but they weren't right on it. So I feel like I don't know. It does seem
odd he was right on there. Like, why would he be?
With the mascots, with the helm. Like, there wasn't a lot of people on
there. Chomps threw him that life ring.
I know. He was ready to go.
Funny. Yeah. I don't know.
Everyone stayed in character, though.
They did.
Like, it was something. And I think a lot of it was because of the trending Jet 2 holiday, you know, where you're posting your fails. He posted a video to that song, because that's kind of been the trend of, like, people.
Which you talked about, Stevie, on the socials a couple of days ago. That all makes sense. It all makes sense. Maybe you saw it. You want to comment? That would be great. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
See that guy fall into the river, into the lake for that Browns helmet reveal?
I started barking like a dog. I can't help it.
I can't believe it. Now it's viral. It's everywhere. All these sports sites that I follow are like, of course, the Cleveland Browns. During the reveal of the helmet, somebody falls into the lake.
Do you like the helmet?
Yeah, it's not bad. I like it. I like a little edge.
Yeah. I like it. It is. Like that darker brown little edge, just doing something different. I like it. It's only for a couple of games. Yeah.
And it's a nice, like, monochromatic look. I like that
one. You like it too? Yeah.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's 72 degrees in South Euclid today, Star City. Here are the three things you need to know today. Sorry. Well, we were getting all heated about the airport thing, and I'm about to talk about Hopkins Airport.
I don't understand this. Will you start with this story?
Yes.
Or is it not starting? You do whatever order you want.
No, this is what I'm starting with, it because the airport is now about to let you go past security even without a ticket. It's called a Hopkins Hangout Pass. It's free. You know what I didn't look into, and I'll have to look if they're doing this all over the country. I don't know why Hopkins is doing it. Starting on August 11th, the Hopkins Hangout Pass lets you meet someone at their gate or grab food inside the terminal.
Why would I do that?
I don't know. Is it because you want to just greet someone at their gate? Like, so that's like old school.
You're flying to, they have a direct flight to West Palm Beach, Florida. And I'm just meeting you at Sammy's? Hang out before you go?
Think of it the other way around. Like, okay, if somebody's arriving, it's not like you're sending them off. Like, it's maybe you're getting them when
I'll
here.
Just pick them up and get out of there and go eat somewhere. I'm extending your stay at the airport?
Well, I don't know if you go eat. Well, what if, like, your grandma's flying in from Chicago and you want to go meet her at the gate instead of, like, having her get her own luggage and come out? I don't know.
Okay. So, when I think hangout, I think to myself, I'm hanging out on Concourse A,
right,
which I don't want to do. So I think to myself, well, if you're getting somebody off of the plane, now that's a different thing that I don't. I'm stuck on a hangout term, which I'm not hanging out at the airport.
That's the only thing I can think of, because you're right. In every story I read about this, it was like, if you want to grab food inside the terminal, it's like you're saying, going to Sammy's or whatever. Maybe people want to go hang out at the airport. It's interesting.
Next time you fly out, I'm going to get one and not let you know and just show up.
Do not.
Hey, Jen!
I am not. I'm going on vacation.
I'm not telling you. Stevie and I are just going to be there.
No!
We're going to be there at Great Lakes Brewing or Panini's or Sammy's. Hey, Noah, don't tell your mom.
Do not.
Go get her attention.
Anyway, if you want to do that, I'm not even telling you how to do that because Tim will pay attention. Never mind. If you want to know, just DM me. Personally, not to the Jen and Tim Show page because he'll respond. Okay. Uber riders in the U.S. will soon be able to request women drivers through a new feature that they're testing in select cities. It will be an option in the app, and although it's not guaranteed, it will prioritize matching you with a female driver. And all seasons of the show South Park now have a new streaming home. All 26 seasons move to Paramount Plus following a 5-year licensing deal. It'll also include 50 new episodes that come to streaming the day after each one airs. You brought up a really good point, and I'm very curious for someone to tell us about this, about Cleveland Hopkins Airport and this new Hopkins Hangout Pass. Who's buying, or not, I guess it's not buying, it's free. Who
wants this thing?
You really were asking the question, and it's a great question. Like, what? It's like before the days that we had high security at airports, right? Because you could walk to the gate and see someone off and wave at them as their plane is going to the runway, or, you know, pick them up at their gate and walk to baggage and that. But I mean, you have to pay to park,
right?
To get in, and you have to go through security.
Right.
You have to pre-register for this pass. You apply online. I guess they say you have to do it within 7 days. They only do 100 of them a day. But, like, who's doing it? Who wants to go into the airport? Other than you have a child traveling, which I would think they would let you into the airport with them anyway. I don't know what the rules are on that. But, like, if my 13-year-old was flying somewhere, which I can't imagine why he would be, but if he was, wouldn't they let you go in and get them on the plane anyway? Like, would you need to get a pass? That's the only situation where I could think I would want to do that.
Yeah. And if you don't know exactly what it is, we can get into that. And also, quick side note, as a person that just flew, keeping the shoes on, quite lovely.
Oh, yeah. For the first time.
I am the slowest shoe tire, apparently, of life.
Really?
I am at that bench at the end of that thing. I feel like the
forever.
Entire plane. I don't know.
I feel like you need to wear a slide.
I know.
A slide.
And yeah. I did. I was wearing some Hey Dudes this time because I got smart.
Yeah.
But I just feel.
Yeah.
But, and of course not.
But
I didn't
now
need to worry
you don't have
about
to take
it.
Them off.
Of course that was the case.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting there and people are walking past. Another person walking past. Somebody that's 80s walking past. She's done tying her shoes. I'm just sitting there still tying the shoes.
Wow.
Now that anxiety is absolutely gone. But this pass, if you're not familiar with it, or maybe the wives, maybe you know, maybe you work there, maybe this is a great idea and I'm missing something. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm calling about the question with the airport pass.
Yes, the new pass that was revealed. The new Hopkins pass allowed non-ticketed guests to pass through security.
Correct. So I have another example of why you may want the pass, and that's if you have elderly parents that are traveling and you want to get them to the gate.
Just to help them with their luggage and all of that stuff.
Right. So, you know, and the airport, the airlines and the airport typically do a great job, right? You get your parents to the airport. They have the wheelchair assistance. They load the luggage. But once your parents get to the gate, or your elderly travelers get to the gate, then they sit there until it's time to board the plane. But if they need assistance with maybe getting food or using a restroom, you might want to be there to assist with that.
That makes a ton of sense.
It does. That makes sense. And there was other reasons. It's so funny. I'm thinking to myself, there are certainly reasons to do this, and that's a fantastic reason that maybe some people don't think about.
Right.
Great call. Yeah. We appreciate the call. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. I hope you guys have a great day.
You too.
Thank you for listening.
Oh, love to listen in the morning. Make my day.
Talking Cleveland Hopkins Airport, Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite.
You can get a pass now to go through security, even if you're not flying with, you know, someone that is.
Good to know.
Yes. Emily sent a message. She said, good morning. I am so happy that non-ticketed guests can go beyond security. When I was 18, I had never flown before. I was leaving for the military, and it was the scariest thing ever. I would have loved to have my family there with me.
Big deal. I can't remember how old I was when I flew, but I was a teenager. Flew to visit my Aunt Mary in Florida. I was living at Naples at the time. And I can't remember if my parents got to walk me through or not, long time ago. But same thing. I mean, it was the first experience. I'd never been on a plane before. And thank goodness they could also meet me at the gate. I remember that because I'm thinking to myself, how am I going to find them?
Yeah, that would be happening? Very, as a teen.
You know, 14, 15, 16,
sure.
Probably not 14, but.
Sure.
But yeah, to have that. You know, have them walk through, make sure somebody sees you get on the plane, make sure somebody grabs you when you get off the plane. That makes sense. Jonathan, you wanted to get in?
When we were there last August, the counter next to me, there was a woman there that was dropping off her, like, 12-year-old child.
Oh, God.
And I guess they were going to see family, like, in California or something. And the clerk told them, you're allowed to walk your child to the gate.
See, I would hope so, if you have a child under a certain age, that you could do that. So you wouldn't have to apply for this pass, right? They could just go in.
They said that all parents are allowed to escort their minors to the gates. So I'm assuming that they were having such success with that they figured, I can let family walk family to the gate.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.